The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When we had Danny Green on, we had asked him about the one thought out there. Because I see some Cavs fans. Like, we are, there's something that's happened in sports fans, and maybe it was always there, we just didn't have access to it, but Twitter makes us, you know, cognizant of it. The amount of people who, because the Cavs are so good, have to attack it to feel safe. Like, the Randy Quaid in Major League 2, you know they're going to blow it.
Like, oh, I don't get that vibe. Maybe I'm just in the wrong circles of the internet, I guess.
So it's, you know where I've seen it? It's on the For You section of Twitter.
But that's a dangerous section of the internet.
Like, I see a lot of the Cavs love, but there is like a segment, and maybe we'll put it at 10%.
I'm off the For You side, by the way. I was there, I wrote it for a couple weeks, and now I'm off of it.
I'm addicted to it. You created a monster.
I know. I told you. I said it's a wild ride. You got at some point, though, you got to get off that ride.
The problem is that when you like click into one Deion Sanders video, you then get 15 Deion Sanders video, and I was like, I really only needed one more.
You just can't live life in that fast lane, man. Not all the time.
Like the Eagles, that's where I am. Life in the fast lane. I was trying to remember any other lyric of the song, and that's all I got is the main name of the song. It's however, okay. To the crowd that might think the Cavs are too good too soon, that's just a football thought. Because you only have 17 games in the NFL, there's a real good chance you can play your best football in September. The two down years.
You mentioned the Eagles. The Eagles last year, for instance, they started off 10-1, and then they cratered. And because they cratered in such a way, they had no chance in that playoff game against Tampa Bay.
Well, I mean, 2-1, Kevin Stefanski in the Jacoby Brissett year. Like, that was, you got, all of a sudden, our expectations slingshot ahead because he started 2-1. And Mr. September Kevin Stefanski is more often than not started well.
I remember having a convo with Ken at training camp, and we were getting ready to do a show together the next day. And Ken was like, "Should we? If they get to nine, if they get to you know the time that Deshaun Watson is there, and the Browns have 9 wins, what are they? Do they bench Jacoby? That's we do that. You're right. Yeah. We do that.
So, but that's an NFL thing. Like I think the Guardians proved this. Like if the Guardians had peaked too soon, then they wouldn't have made it to the ALCS. Like, yeah, they weren't playing their absolute best baseball, but that kind of, that thing of, you're going to start really well for the first half of the season, then you're going to have a third quarter dip, and then you're going to swing back up for the fourth quarter, they just didn't swing up quick enough.
Like it was an odd season because they finished 27-27, perfect .500 for the final 54. Like it was an odd season.
But I kind of think that is the way. Like if you could tell players where is the breakdown, where do you want that breakdown? They'd put it in January and February, and then the first
dip,
3 months would look
back
good.
Down,
yep. And then
the
last 2 months would be flawless.
If you have, I feel like if you're one of the teams like the Warriors, for instance, and you're a 73-win team, like they were when they went 73-9, I don't think any of that matters, right? I feel like in this instance, if you think the Cavs are a 55-win team, then trying to time it out would be ideal, but I just think it's an impossible thing to try to do. You just can't. Like Danny Green, I thought, made an interesting point. He's like, well, you take these runs when you get them because they're never promised to you is essentially what he said. Mm-hmm. Like you just never know that it's going to happen. And I think a good thing for the Cavs and Cavs fans right now is that you're seeing what this team can be when everything is clicking on all cylinders. And we're going to have stretches where they stink again, Nick, and they're not good. But we see what this is right now. This is a top 5 defense. And through the first 12 games of the season, one of the best offenses in NBA history is what they have right now. Now, yes, it's a product of the time that we're in. But yeah, seeing this tells me that for a 12-game stretch in the postseason, they can do it as well, and that's huge.
I just realized we failed our listening audience. We have yet to mention the path to 24 wins, and I don't know if everybody felt that last night, right? It was not a real-life earthquake, but it might have been a Cavalanche. Some big happenings for the Cavs.
The chase for the NBA Cup is on, and your Cavaliers are angling for their first NBA Cup championship. Nick and Jonathan have all the latest on the Cavs' mid-season pursuit of greatness. Here's the Afternoon Drive Cup Date.
That would be a NBA Cup update, henceforth known as a Cup Date. Now, you thought you weren't going to get a Cup Date until Friday when they played the Bulls in the first game of the group
stage.
The
NBA Cup is Tuesdays and Fridays all throughout the NBA season.
And you'd be wrong. I'm taking this from our buddy Danny Cunningham.
I'm gonna go promo on ESPN right there.
Cleveland.com at Real D Cunningham. He tweeted this out. Might as well have been popping some Blue Chew because I got so excited about this.
Yeah, check out his Substack too.
He said the Atlanta Hawks defeated the Boston Celtics tonight in the first NBA Cup East Group C game. Pretty big upset in the Cavs group that could complicate who gets out of the group. And of course, Cavs open up NBA Cup play on Friday at home against Chicago. I'm pretty sure the NBA gods just gifted you your path through the NBA Cup here.
Let's do it for the Cup. Let's do it for the Cup.
I mean, I think like, I don't, like, why did every show not lead with this? We failed the audience, but I mean, everybody else did as well. Big happenings.
What was the update again?
The Hawks beat the Celtics.
Hawks beat the Celtics.
In the first game of Group C, and that means something.
Well, I mean, it clears the door.
Yeah. Is it a door or is it a window?
I don't know. It felt right, but then it felt so wrong.
I don't know in the NBA Cup whether it's a door or window.
It's only four qualifying games. Clears the path, I think, is what we were trying to go for there.
It's a path.
The path to greatness, the path to the Cup, the path to Las Vegas.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't know what it means. I just know it means something good for the Cavs.
Well, what about point differential? Isn't point differential the biggest thing with the NBA Cup? That's why when you watch the game on Friday, the Cavs just can't win by 10. You have to try to win by as many as you possibly can because point differential is huge in this.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
Zero idea.
Okay.
It is still the most confusing idea in the world.
We only care about our group. We're not caring about, Embiid looked pretty awful last night. No. We don't care about that.
Hashtag suck at Group B because we don't care about you.
Okay, good.
We only care about Group C until you get beyond Group C and then you will care.
And then
but
we
right
open it
now,
up.
None. I do like that we are 2 years. This is the second year we've done this. And we already have think pieces on how do you fix the NBA Cup.
That feels right.
Yeah. How about you have more than two? Meaning, maybe, just maybe, we should get like 3 years in and have a sample size before we're like, we got to fix this thing. That is the worst thing that happens in modern sports, is something happens once, it isn't a resounding success, and we go, I think we got to fix this thing.
I just have no idea how the NBA can just put whoever in whatever group they want, and nobody is governing this. Like, who are these people? At least, like, when the College Football Playoff Committee, we at least knew it was Condoleezza Rice, and we knew all the names attached to it. We have no idea who in the NBA front offices are putting together these groups. Why are they allowed to do it?
Because.
It's for the Cup?
No. Because. That means there is no answer.
There is no answer.
It's just somebody was like, Steve, the assistant scouting director of Toronto, he must be here.
As far as I know, it's just interns in New York putting together the group stages. I have no idea who's doing this.
Also, how the hell have they not televised like the Cup?
We need lottery balls.
Yes. Yes.
Every event is better with lottery balls.
And it's like the CFP, like the College Football Playoff Selection. Like, it doesn't have to make sense, but if you do it in such a way that there's mystery to it, everybody's going to lose their mind. So
who's their Bill Hancock?
I don't know anybody other than Adam Silver.
Okay.
Can it be Lenny Wilkins? Oh, I'd love if Lenny Wilkins was their Bill Hancock. Oh, we'd be cooking with fire then. So, the Cavs have not played in the NBA Cup, but your Cup Date today is the Hawks beat the Celtics last night in the first game of the Group C stage, and that means something.
But probably nothing.
But maybe something. Ross Tucker, NFL insider, on the Browns Saints, the importance of this game for the Browns, and maybe no Cup Date with Ross. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.